Coming up on this episode of The Break Room.
I mean, she's a good time. Anybody? No, I mean,
that's like, what you lead with?
No, but every time she's shown up in the MCU, whether it's a scene-stealing performance in Hawkeye, obviously the Black Widow film, right? Like, she's okay. Gonna steal this movie good when pick. It does come out. Welcome back to The Break Room. With Thunderbolts adding an asterisk to its name, we thought it might be fun to finally do a long-requested Break Room Assembled. We're going to build our own Thunderbolts team today.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
Look at that. That asterisk is going to come into play a little bit later.
I'm uncomfortable saying the word asterisk.
Like, me too.
Asterisk?
Asterisk. Asterisk, yeah.
Asterisk?
Why does that make me uncomfortable, though,
today? Well, you know why? Because it's asterisky to say it.
Ooh.
I also feel like I'm scared I won't say it right. Yeah. Like, it's like asterisk, asterisk, asterisk. Actually, I did pretty good there. But, yeah, moving on.
Okay. Moving on. I'm Zach Huddleston, and with me moving on today, thrilled to have assembled veteran Brandon Barrick.
Champion? Former champion?
Well, we'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
And then welcome one of our favorite friends, but new to the assembled world, Jackie Jing's here.
I love that intro. By the way, we both have alliteration in our name,
yeah,
and
we
I
do.
Never put that together.
We're
until
like
I
comic
just
book
saw
characters.
We yes. are. Yeah,
the
definitely.
Peter Parkers of of the break.
Zach, what happened?
Yeah.
Come on.
My dad was
oh no.
Killed.
Let's not bring up the dad.
Was he killed or did he die?
Well, he's dead. Okay. I mean, either way. Before we get into the rules for today, we want to announce the winner of the last assembled, which remind me the last assembled was the theme of that was
it's in the prompter.
Oh, sorry. Our yes, of course, our Ghostbuster.
It is.
Our last
looking over heaven
was our multiversal ghostbusting team.
This is what happens when I don't send the script out ahead of time.
No, it's all right. Which was Brandon, Jessica, and myself assembling our own Ghostbuster squad. Evan, could you reveal who won based on audience vote? Who picked the best team?
This is a pretty close one. Okay. It was 42% to 40%, and the third place winner getting 16%. Sorry. But the first place.
I was like, wait, what?
First place with 42% of the vote, it's Zach.
Whoa,
oh,
come on.
That one's for you, Papa.
Oh,
that was
no.
a pity vote. Wait,
oh,
who got third
no.
place?
Oh, I can't say. Do you want me to say?
It was me?
Yes.
Oh,
was
wow.
my team at that?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think it's because I went for Grunberg and people, they don't like it.
Mm. Yeah, or oh, Gary Gruberson, you mean?
Yeah, whatever his name is.
That's where you went wrong.
I went, mm.
Maybe because you went
Paul
past
Red. No.
Joaquin
Paul Red
Phoenix's
put me
Napoleon.
Over. I was trying to give some love to the newer ones.
Mm, that was nice of you.
Yeah, I was being
yeah.
kind.
I feel like everyone loves Mr. Rudd, so it's like,
yeah,
it's yeah that was a, that was a tactical choice.
It's a tactical
choice. Well, for you.
I want to say my faith in humanity is restored. Mm. I always knew the audience was smart and had good taste, and now... I know for sure. The rules for today is assembled, okay?
Let's do it.
Again, we are trying to put together our best squad of Thunderbolts, the kind of the Marvel version of the Suicide Squad, the kind of bad guys doing good, good guys maybe doing bad. So we have some rules here. Today's rules, any live-action Marvel character is on the table. And we are being very expansive and open with our definition of live-action Marvel character. We are taking Fox characters
sure.
from X-Men, Fantastic Four.
Okay, great.
Older versions of the MCU, whatever you like. You can revive one character that is currently dead in canon in
sure.
live-action MCU. Only one.
Right.
Not more than one.
You do one revive.
You can?
Yeah, yes.
I didn't read that rule. Okay, well, it's okay. Do you have to pick one that's...
No, you don't have to.
Okay.
That's just...
So that's interesting.
You have one should you choose to use it. No variants. So once any version of a character is used, no other versions of that character can be used.
Yeah.
And then each of us has to fill all of these roles within our team, and every character you draft must fit into one of these roles.
And are they more villain than hero? Like
yes, oh yeah.
Unless
the
specified
part
otherwise.
Is, yeah. Unless with one exception, they have to be a somewhat villainous character.
Sure.
So now, in the MCU, often villains eventually become good guys, or their actions get so justified that they maybe lose some of their villainy, but we'll debate that when we get to it.
Yeah.
So the roles we have to fill a leader, of course, any team needs a leader, some muscle, a character that it has no power or is unpowered. And we can maybe debate the versions of that, but somebody that is not super in some way. Then a hero with a reason. And that means here, a character that maybe has no villainous elements. Right. A straight, white meat, baby face, good guy, who's been drafted into the Thunderbolts, and then we're going to give the reason they are choosing to participate.
Yeah, they need to redeem themselves.
They need to redeem themselves, but if they're like perfect, okay,
he's not that. It's just
in
they
this
have a
world,
motivation.
You've given them a reason.
Maybe their cat has been kidnapped, you know, something like that. Their target. So really, it's even darker than that. We're going to say that this Thunderbolt squad, your Thunderbolt squad, must kill an existing member of the MCU, and you're going to name that person.
Okay.
And let's go ahead, let's pull out all the stops. Let's say they're dead, okay? And then you, of course, need brains, not to be confused with leader, you know, somehow different, just, you know, the guy in the van, maybe.
I think this country has proven that our leader is not always our smartest
person. Right. Well, he said it, but I think it's true.
Throughout time.
It's true.
Pretty
that's
pretty,
how passionate
since
that.
Thomas Jefferson, I don't know that it's ever been the case. Yeah. and then finally, an asterisk, which is our wild card. Of course, famously at CinemaCon, the Thunderbolts title came out, title screen, and it had an asterisk.
Confirmed to have the asterisk.
And yeah. Kevin Feige said, that's there for a reason. That will become apparent once you see the movie.
Do you think he went backstage right after that moment and was like, why the fuck is there an asterisk?
Yeah, exactly. That's
well,
what happened.
Real quick, do you think that asterisk is there just as like a gimmick and that the Thunderbolts will always have an asterisk on it no matter how long it's around? Or because that movie is eventually going to have a subtitle or a different title and they're holding it
No, I don't think
closer.
That. I think it's comedic.
Okay. I always thought it was that. Like,
oh, you thought
ever since
that?
They announced Thunderbolts, I was like, I bet they'll change the title of this at some point.
Oh, interesting.
And then when they had that... Yelena Belova, I forgot her. Florence Pugh, when she did that kind of like, I'm on set, I can't show you this, I can show you this. And we all saw the chair. And that's where we first saw on the chair, it was like Thunderbolts asterisk. And even in that tweet, I think she had put Thunderbolts
asterisk. Well, call it right now. What do you think the real title is?
I think it's Thunderbolts versus someone. And it's either like, for a while, it's like maybe they would do like Thunderbolts versus Young Avengers and surprise us with like Kate Bishop and all that. Or
that
like...
One?
Thunderbolts versus X-Men for a little bit, or Thunderbolts versus Avengers.
Now, what
I thought
would
it
be,
was funny. Like, what, I thought they were being, like, an asterisk, like, oh, we're going to throw this person in here. It's Thunderbolts and could be a hero with a reason.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, I don't know.
Also,
I,
like,
might be
the title Thunderbolts for a team is, like, a placeholder. It's not like the Avengers.
Like, what do we call it? We'll just call ourselves the Thunderbolts.
Also, an asterisk looks like a butthole.
What in the hell? I have never thought that.
Do with
I
that.
I literally
what
never
you will.
Thought that.
Okay, so the the asterisk field will be our wild card. That can be any pre-existing fictional character that exists in any universe, living, dead, animation, live action, whatever you want. Okay, and we're gonna get some fun answers there, I assume. That's it. I think that's all we need to know.
Cool.
We'll be drafting these. We're going to roll to see who goes first, and we'll be drafting these snake style. So if you draft third, you'll also draft first in the next round. Who would, Brandon, do you want to start us off?
We're going
to
roll first.
We've got a 12 sided die.
No, this is a D20. And I got an 11.
11, right there in the middle.
This is the roll to see who rolls first.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. 20.
Nine.
Aww.
Nine. Okay. 11.
Oh,
or 11, 9, I guess.
Well,
so.
never forget.
Just
11. Ooh, okay, Brandon and I have to roll again. I will. 10.
He's going dang.
Down. He's going down, folks.
20.
Oh. So wait, we do two rolls?
No,
no we
both
tied.
Had
so we
okay.
Had
oh, okay.
All right, so Zach is first.
No, Brandon
no, I'm first.
Is first.
What's wrong with you?
Sorry, listen, I'm just thanking everyone in the chat.
Are you trying to help Zach?
Great ad.
Hey, Evan?
Yeah.
I don't need your help.
Oh!
Got it locked!
So let's just confirm. Brandon's picking first.
Yeah.
Zach is second.
Yes,
and
then Jackie will be third and fourth.
Great.
Yes.
Great.
Okay. Ooh. Okay, Brandon, pressure on you. First
I have
pick.
A lot of hot options. A lot of fun options.
So can we start with any category? We're starting with
leaders.
Yes,
you fill in. You, want. You can fill in any order you want.
Okay.
Okay, I think I'm going to do my leader. Mm. And I think I'm going to take someone... Not in the MCU.
Oh.
A fish.
A fish?
Officially. Well, he's in a Marvel movie, yeah. But wasn't in the MCU mm-hmm. yet. I'm going to go with, for my leader of my Thunderbolts.
I think I know who it is.
Magneto.
I knew it! Damn. I knew he was going to pick Magneto. I fucking knew it. I felt Fastman. It in my gut.
Oh, Fastman.
Oh, okay.
Young, virile Magneto. Okay.
Virile.
No, you know, he doesn't have the life experiences to weigh him down. Like, he's just
that's right.
He's vicious. Yeah.
And we saw
that's a good pick.
In The Killer last year. Great shape.
Dude, okay. Michael Fassbender in Next Goal Wins, though. He's looking old.
Oh, really? I haven't seen that yet.
But I think they purposely make him look a little haggard. At the time.
Yeah. Okay.
And Ben with
Magneto
the critique.
As his leader.
He's like, wow. It's Michael Fassbender, by the
also,
way.
Also, like an Omega level mutant, yeah. You know, pretty powerful not way bad. To start your
yeah, definitely.
You need some
strong
redemption.
Pick. Strong pick.
Okay. So now.
I don't think any of us didn't have Magneto as like, we knew Magneto would be ticking quick.
Zach probably didn't have
I did not have Magneto.
What? Magneto was in the top
for a good reason. Barely just
I knew Magneto
one.
Would probably
for a good reason, okay? Because I actually am aiming for a very specific theme to my team. Now, I cannot reveal that theme just yet because I'm afraid other people will steal.
Well, now I'm going
to work.
I'm going to work
to destroy this. I know whatever theme you have.
Okay, but it is a very specific theme that will be revealed in time.
So you,
okay?
In theory, you want okay. your pick your weakest member of this theme. So
no, no, no. My strongest. Well, you guys are not sharp enough wait. To figure it out.
Oh, hey.
So I'm going to start with my non-powered character.
Okay.
I think there's some good options here, but again, for my theme, there's really just one that makes sense. And now this character also happens to be in the theatrical Thunderbolts, though that's probably not going to continue for me. I'm taking Yelena Belova.
Okay. Let's go.
Florence Pugh. Interesting.
So your strategy is to just do the movie that they're already going to
one play. Character yeah. is from the movie.
Get out of here.
No, this is my non-powered character.
Oh, non-powered, sorry.
Yelena Belova. Here we go.
That's smart.
I mean, she's a good time. anybody? No, I mean,
that's
like
what you lead with?
No, but every time she's shown up in the MCU, whether it's a scene-stealing performance in Hawkeye, obviously the Black Widow film, right? Like, she's enjoyable. One of the most talented actresses working today. She's going to steal this movie
good
when
pick.
It does come out.
Good
Yelena
pick.
Belova.
Okay.
You're reading off okay. of IMDb. Great so okay. far.
Now Jackie gets to pick two yeah. in a row.
I get to pick two in a row? Yeah. Ah, yeah. I didn't even think about that. I forgot, and Evan told me that rule. Dang. Okay, I wasn't anticipating this, but I'm excited here. I'm going to, without a doubt, top of my list was Loki. Like, okay. I love Loki. I think, like, Loki would be able to be a great leader because Loki is just so charming and he knows how to cater to, like, each villain, I feel like. You know, like, a lot of them have a lot of ego. Like, I wanted to pick Magneto, but I feel like Magneto has so much ego, he would, like, get into some big clashes with people. I feel like Loki would know how to, like, really shoot the shit with any of them. Does that
so
make
Loki
sense?
Loki is your leader.
My leader.
Okay.
Yeah, I want
and
Loki as my
you're
leader.
Picking, like still in his villain era Loki or like turning it around.
No,
and, like,
I kind of see him as his like season two, like sad uncle, I'm okay, God Loki. Okay. Like he's evolved, he's gotten better.
Interesting.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Because I know
I think
that
that's
like
a good pick because on Earth, he still has a lot of work to do.
Yes. Oh my God, he's
the,
so unhealed.
The citizens of the 616 don't have the Loki show, right?
Yes.
The last they saw him, this guy wiped out three people in there?
He brought
the numbers
Chitauri
are so low,
to New York.
He killed at least 80 people before he even got
yeah,
to New York.
Unhealed, very unhealed. season two finale of Loki, though. Like, can we just sing its praises for a second? Love it. So, yeah. So, I definitely want to lock
we were
in
singing.
Loki.
Save it
that
for Thunderbolts the musical.
Yeah. I was like, now I want him to just break into his favorite musical song, but
singing,
I don't know if we're ready for
singing
that.
The praise. Who am I?
Oh, my God.
Can I condemn this man to slavery?
That was actually pretty good.
Thank you. Thank you.
He's Who am I is the best part, but the best part's when he sings his numbers.
Not doing it.
That's really high.
I gotta build up
two,
to it. You can't
four,
do it off
six,
the...
So oh, I cracked. That's how high it is.
What's your second pick?
Okay, sorry. I've totally took us off
Jean
the
Valjean? Second pick?
Yeah, Jean Valjean.
non-powered okay. Jean Valjean?
So, I don't know what y'all are going to think about this one, but uh-oh. I, like, was playing with this idea, and I think I'm going to lock it in. I had Magneto on my leader list, mm-hmm. But then I knew that would probably get snatched up. I also had him for my brains.
Okay.
But snatched up, gone.
Yeah.
So, I was going back and forth. I can't say two, right? Or is that okay for discussion?
Well, you can mention okay. things you're not going to pick.
Okay, yeah. So I was playing with Mystique.
Okay.
Or Xuan Wu. And I know that they're both very different, but I feel like Mystique's kind of got like that Loki-esqueness where she knows how to like level with people, but she'd also be like a stone cold killer and be like, you fucking respect me, right? I'm saying the F word a lot today. I don't know why. Right. I'm sorry.
It's Thunderbolts.
It's Thunderbolts, yeah.
Though I think Xuan Wu commands a lot of respect too and is also like super smart, but I'm gonna put, we gotta get a lady on the board. Oh, we already got Yelena, so we're gonna get our second lady on the board. I think I'm gonna go with Mystique for brains.
I think
for brains.
Yeah.
Okay. I will say,
I think Mystique's super calculated.
This is not specified in the game, but I would love to specify it. Is this Jennifer Lawrence or Rebecca Romijn?
Oh, gosh. Can I be honest? My favorite form of Mystique is like 80s version where she's like the big old red hair that like goes down to her ankles.
White dress with skulls?
Yes, white dress with skulls. Also love the 90s animated version where she did like the bob cut and was still working the skull dress. Since it has to be in live action, gosh, I love both of them. I kind of felt like I'm going to go with Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah,
I love both, though.
Good pick, right? Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's smart, because if Wenwu's not the leader, he's not going to be happy.
That's a good point.
I feel like he'd be very difficult to work with.
I'll just point out, I think Mystique is a great member of the team. I think, like, this particular draft doesn't serve her that well, because I don't know that she fits into any of these categories great. I don't love her as brains.
Damn.
Nobody loves her as brains.
She's manipulative. She's calculative. That. She worked under Magneto. She has
How
brains.
Could you,
Zach? Yeah, I'm a little insulted by that.
Yeah.
I mean, she's literally looks.
What?
I'm going to leave, everybody. Anyone say Mystique is
her power is
but
looks.
Do you know
she
how
has to do
charming...
everything on her own because Magneto's always in jail and she has to figure things out and get him broken out of
and
jail.
And how charming and manipulative and intelligent you have to be able to change forms and convince people that you are that form. You have to be literally one of the most charismatic, most intelligent people
can
in the world.
Can she work a laptop?
Chat, damn. Can I? Yes. Damn. Oh my God. I'm literally
shocked. Zach's brain.
Also,
wait, we already know who it is because it's cast in the film.
Can we say, if we are, chat, basing on looks, I am clearly in the lead. Clearly in the lead, if we are. Yeah.
Okay, right. Now it's back to me. Okay, I am going to take...
I'm passionate about that.
You've already got an Oscar winner on your cast.
I'm going to take... I'm going to move to my brains category, actually, I think.
I'm setting a precedent here.
Zach is hanging his brains.
Okay, I'm gonna go with.
So Yelena.
The theme is the cast of the movie already.
Nope. This person, I don't believe, has been confirmed to be in the movie, though they are in canon alive in the MCU. For my brains, I'm going to select Justin Hammer.
Ooh! Okay, that was good.
Sam Rockwell.
Yeah,
now,
that's
I
actually.
Not only get, now, this is mainly.
I had him in two spots on
that's built an industrial powerhouse company. I not only get brains, I get money. Okay. He's smart enough. He's got offshore accounts, okay? I get weaponry, right? Like now Yelena can get the cool just off the assembly line crazy gun and the
whatever. When he goes to fire. Do we remember what happened to War Machine?
Yeah, he had some
he fired the little missile and it didn't
Justin
work.
Hammer. Also, no good guy elements in Justin Hammer. He has not broken good. He has not had an arc, Loki, where he has spent a lot of time as a good guy.
Okay.
He is a bad guy.
Okay, hold on. Chat, listen to me here. Okay, if we're picking people, we can't have a bunch of unhinged people. That's why I said I wouldn't pick Xuan Wu, right? Like, is he going to work
unhinged.
With the team well?
Yeah, hold on. I don't know.
He's seen some stuff. So I'm like, think about compatibility. About compatibility and alignment, right? Like, Justin Hammer, will he play nice with the other people on the team? I think he's going to have some issues.
He's a good brain.
He's smart.
I like Ellie Finelli, maybe not sold on this, but they're saying Hammer can dance for the musical.
He does have one of the best dances. That's true.
If we're all hanging brain right now, I might as well, too.
Okay,
speaking of brains,
here's a smart guy. And I'll hear you out if you think he's dead or not, but I think jury's out. I'm going to take Mysterio for my brains.
I like that pick.
Alive, not dead. Not dead. Very smart guy.
I had him on my list too.
He tricked quite a few people.
Oh, I guess you could have taken him in non-powered.
Don't
right?
you?
I did. I had him written there too.
Yeah.
I had him written for my non-power. I guess you already picked him.
He's very smart, and he can outwit and put together a good plan.
Technically, he was my non-powered top, one of the top.
Technically, all of my picks so far have been non-powered, but.
And then for my second pick, if I will, and I will. I'm gonna save my asterisk because I think it's a fun category.
Yeah, I want to save my asterisk too.
We got leader, we got brains. Okay, oh, muscles are gonna get tough here, huh? Muscles are gonna get tough.
It's about to be a run on muscle, I feel like.
Here's who I'm picking for my muscle. Tough guy. Got a lot of good work he needs to do because he's done a lot of bad work, folks. I'm gonna take Frank Castle, the Punisher.
Ooh, I like that. I like that.
John Bernthal?
Also non-powered. But we'll take him here. Yeah, John Bernthal.
Because I guess you could have.
Apologies to Thomas Jane, but I'm Thomas taking Jane. John Bernthal.
Yeah. Also Dolph Lundgren. Yeah.
Though Punisher gets points for swagger too. I just feel like when he's on any team, you're just like, oh.
He is kind of like a real good fit for the tone they're going for the theatrical one, which is a lot of ground level, gun shooty, fisticuffs.
You gotta just have to explain, Winter Soldier being on the Thunderbolts. I don't get it.
That's
something you have.
I mean, he did kill JFK. It's true, but
unconfirmed. You might see, I am wearing some of our new Break Room merch. Break Room,
boom.
And then check it out.
Boom. Boom.
It's got a nice graphic. This is a garment dyed tee, so every shirt's a little bit different. Okay.
Oh.
Brandon's wearing a villain shirt.
One of the classic.
An OG Nerd Riot line. But we also have, in honor of X-Men 97 and one of the breakout characters, one of the moments that will stay with us forever, that we are going to remember, our Remember It shirt. Gambit. You can get that, and there's a Storm-inspired shirt. There's all kinds of other great merch at nerdriot.shop. Click the link in the description. There'll also be a link to the entire Break Room line of merch items.
La la.
X-Men, just aesthetically, I love all of them. Like, just their costumes, like, everything.
What They're
just,
Beak?
Like, Gambit's just, like, I don't know, perfect in my opinion.
Bob Herman?
I could go on.
There
what did you say? I didn't hear it.
You know,
he's naming the ugliest. Most
I'm hard on Beak.
Yeah, I know. I was like, come
okay,
on now.
Evan.
And stick around to the for the end of the episode where you'll see how we found all of the Break Room merch that you can buy on the site.
And
it
what
was
it
actually
cost?
Everything.
Mm. It costs everything. Okay, so now it's back to
it?
Me.
Okay.
Okay. Interesting. I think I am going to go ahead and take
Red Guardian.
I'm not going to pick Muscle. I think I'm going to take
Ghost.
Leader.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to do Leader, and Brandon's going to love this.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
I am going to take somebody who is in the film.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to be taking Valentina Allegra DeFontaine.
Okay. It's a good pick. Okay. It's a good pick.
Now, the ultimate, the actual leader of the Thunderbolts.
It's a good pick.
Now, again, this is part of my overarching theme that will only be revealed at the end, like any good supervillain. But again, a character who really embodies the ethos of the Thunderbolts. It's all intrigue, subterfuge, oblique strategies and stuff like that.
I agree. This is an oblique strategy.
She also has the capabilities, unlike the other leaders that have been selected, to really pull the wires on all these characters, to be able to align them, to get accomplished what she needs to get accomplished.
Yes, Loki. Famously devoid of leadership tactics.
Has he ever had a team?
He did rule Asgard, tricking an entire realm.
So are you saying Loki pretending to be Odin is gonna lead?
I'm just saying he's a good leader. He gets stuff done.
It's not even your pick. Okay.
Because I don't even have to argue Magneto. He's a born leader.
Can't like Magneto. You just say Magneto, and that's the argument. So do I get one or two?
You get two.
I get two. Okay. So for Muscle, the top of my list was Hela. I fucking think she is baddie and powerful and strong, and I'm like loving her. I want to see more of Hela. I always say that. I think she's strong. Was that a weird pick?
No, that's a good. She's very strong.
Yeah,
she
I was like, I feel
the
like
entire Asgardian army.
So I feel like she would be great. I also just again my team aesthetically here, like just. Beautiful people, am I wrong? Raising hand.
You can finish your thought first.
All
right, just to clarify, so Hela did die at the end of Ragnarok, so you're gonna use
unalive.
Your one revive.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Cool.
She's back.
Yeah, what is? Oh, does she die? Well, here's what I will say to you, Evan.
Yes.
See her fighting Surtur.
And we leave with her, like, them kind of, like, battle.
Sure.
We don't see a body.
Well, also, Asgard I know, I was is destroyed.
Like, yeah, but what does the wiki say? Does it say she's currently alive or deceased?
Thank you.
Because, you know, no body, no crime.
Taking my unalived gift here.
She's a powerful entity.
Yeah, wiki says she's gone. She's deceased.
Fine, yeah. It's fine. I'll use it.
I challenge that.
Yeah, I know.
You can't summon the wiki and then argue with the wiki.
Okay. Well, I'm
glad that we pulled in the wiki. We should
have someone be wiki. Because
I checked another character on wiki that's kind of ambiguous, and they left it alive. And I was like, okay, see.
I mean, I'm seeing Ellie Fanelli saying she gets killed on screen, so I'd have to rewatch it. It's been a minute since
I thought that she was like going into search.
That's what I was
like,
thinking.
We see a large explosion from a distance, but she is Hella. She is She is part of, I guess.
I mean, people saying it's a great pick. And I agree. Hell is great. Pick. Yeah.
Thank you. Who said great pick? Job. Give me a name.
Give you a name? All right, let's see.
Name. Thank you.
Oh, Lyd Rich. Yeah.
Thank you, Evan from New Rockstar. What in the?
No, Lyd Ritz is it?
Who is it?
Lyd Ritz.
Yeah. Thank you for validating me.
You get another pick.
And also, I am the Walrus Bitches. Crazy username.
I'm Walrus. I love the username.
What does Fiddle Faddle Farm Hall have to say?
Okay, let's see here. No power or hero with a reason.
I should take that.
Okay. This is like literally Jackie's just like dream team. Is that okay? Like yeah, my favorites. It's it. My favorites. Yeah, it it's be. My favorites.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's no like rhyme or reason to it at all. If I could pick a hero with a reason, it would just be Storm. I just think like Storm is just one of my favorite female characters of all time. She's extremely powerful. I also feel like Storm.
What's her reason for joining the Thunderbolts?
Because Hela and her have a romance, but it was actually Mystique in Hela's form. And so they have a romance.
Well, is there going to be a scene where Storm gets out of bed with Hela and then walks down the hall and Hela's walking down the hall and she's like,
All masterminded by Loki. I'm just kidding. I have no idea. Is that fine? Can we
that's the reason you made it.
I mean,
okay.
Like,
I'm really just picking Storm because I think Storm is cool.
Storm's got mad about climate change and wiped out.
I was going to say there has to be like some environmental factor and she's just like, out, I'm like, very
determined.
She wiped out
all the oil platforms in the ocean and the government's like, have to get some recompense for
that. So I'm just throwing Storm in the mix. Okay. I'm not going to lie. I'm like loving my picks right now. I'm like, my team is like baddie and they're just really, really
so
cool.
So she's joining because of like love. Because of love, right? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
What other reasons?
Yes.
For love.
Yeah.
That's the best
10 out of 10.
Also,
yeah.
She's right.
And the environment. There you go, locking it in.
Okay, so now it's to me.
Yep.
I'm going to go with, I will draft my muscle. I'm going to take Liev Schreiber's Sabretooth.
Okay.
Ooh, I love Sabretooth.
Okay.
That's fun.
That is a very specific Sabretooth from the X-Men Origins Wolverine film.
Yeah.
I really enjoy Liev Schreiber as an actor, and I think that was an interesting portrayal. A little less cartoonish. Wow, he's got the healing factor, like his...
Hector's in the chat, and he says, all right, Zach, you lost me. I think he had a theme. Maybe he knew your theme.
My theme hasn't been revealed yet.
I thought I had it.
It's coming together.
I don't know what it is.
It's coming together.
Okay, what is it? Evan, just tell us. Okay, I'm not going to lie.
We have the voice of NFL films. Okay?
That's right.
We've got Seinfeld's Elaine. Okay? We've got Justin Hammer here.
After my next pick, I'll reveal the theme.
I'm like, okay. I'm honestly, Zach's team isn't doing it for me. I'm not trying to be mean, Zach.
No, I think you're right.
I think we're on the same wavelength.
I think everyone is feeling that Zach's team is not coming together.
Listen,
well.
I got
it's
the assignment.
It's kind of strange.
Okay? The assignment was draft a Thunderbolts team. This is a Thunderbolts team right here.
It was supposed to be the baddest ass villains together.
Okay. That's not what it says in the top of the whiteboard.
Okay, well, I mean, that was what I was thinking. So, okay. Okay. Well,
okay.
You're two, right?
Yeah, I got to pick two real fast.
Okay.
I mean, you did.
Hector is saying Zach's theme is redemption.
Redemption?
I like that. That can be a sub-theme.
Sub-theme.
No powers. A lot of my no-powered people are gone now. Here's my true hero who has broken bad.
Have you even thought about that
and
one?
And now needs, okay. She. They've done the crime, and now they gotta do the time.
Oh.
It's gonna be Miss Marple.
Love that.
Kamala Khan.
I love that.
Oh.
Her family.
That's fun.
In this world, her family was killed.
What?
And she lost her shit. She went crazy. And she killed some bad guys. She killed some baddies. The government had to lock her up. And they're like, listen, you can get some redemption now.
If you were leaning towards voting
for Brandon, I love that narrative.
This...
No, it's good.
Seal the case that
no.
he cannot receive your vote. He's saying
no, Zach.
That a
no,
character
that is,
they're,
I love
they're
it.
Building for the future of the MCU, they're going to have turned into a homicidal maniac.
Not a homicidal maniac.
Far out of her.
You didn't make but that argument for Frank Castle, also a homicidal maniac.
Yes.
No, he is. That's a big part of his character.
A woman can't be a homicidal maniac.
Yeah.
Also, they're going to kill her entire family. Three people they've given so much screen time
that's
to.
That's why it pays
okay.
off.
Well, he, yes.
That's why
I
it pays
agree.
Off.
This is.
I kind of love that.
We
I
love the
con.
Wait, is, so in your story, though, is she doing it because. Is it like a calculated.
She was arrested.
She's. Oh, but. Does she lash out in revenge, or she plans to take revenge?
It's well, it is a lash out, but it is premeditated. It's not
okay,
she
it is
crazy.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
This broke her. She's yeah. a young person who's finding their way in the world. We all make mistakes mm-hmm. when we're kids. Sometimes we kill some people. We do the time. We get to live free.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's on a redemption arc in this.
Got
okay.
It.
Oh man, my no powers are tough.
I know, no, not.
Yeah, it's a tough category. Also, even when Jackie and I were talking about this before, I suggested people that I then realized would not fit the rules that
I know. I was
with.
Just thinking, I like had to Google because I don't think one of them you told me would work.
No,
right?
I think both of them. Well, you can make an argument for either, but
you could like a yeah. version of them,
yeah.
right? Yeah,
or like from a point in time.
Yeah,
or, but one thinking... of the oh, one of them you can't use anymore. Anyways, Brandon.
So basically, you gave me nothing. No,
yeah.
I'm kidding. I hope the one I pick is. Non-powered, or y'all can laugh at me and point. Okay.
There's one I really want to get in there, but now I can't really get in there now, which is tough. I'm going to go ahead and give my target for who they kill in the MCU. And this is going to be very
Don't
interesting.
Don't pick mine. I have a bad feeling.
This
Don't
is
going to
be
dare.
Very interesting considering someone on my team.
Don't
the person
you dare.
That they kill is going to be Nick Fury.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, that's great. That's great.
I wasn't thinking that.
Wow.
That's heavy. I think that's a great pick. I think Brandon might win. He's got my vote. I'm like loving everything he's saying.
We know how much Miss Marvel really respects.
Try to do the audio back to the mic. Sorry.
Oh yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Nick Fury.
Oh no. The ASMR. I can't.
Hey, we're gonna kill Nick Fury. The Thunderbolts are gonna kill Nick Fury, folks. And it's going to be very tough for Miss Marvel, who idolizes Nick Fury.
Mm-hmm.
Again, more
That's
stuff.
That's going to be her turn. That's going to be like the nail in the coffin.
Where it goes too far?
Yeah, where like, it's like, it can she come back? There's no comeback.
Can she come back from killing Nick Fury? Nick Fury's done a lot of bad things, folks.
Yeah.
A lot of bad
yeah,
things.
Yeah, that's a great pick. I think it's a really good pick.
Do I even need to
I
pick
actually
the rest
really
of my team?
Like
yeah, you do, because you got a lot of work to do, buddy.
Okay, well, I'm going to go
you
ahead.
You want to get in the double digits
I'm
on this
liking
vote.
Brandon's lineup.
I'm
going to
pick
I'm not going to lie.
My hero with a reason.
Okay.
Is going to be the Hulk. Mark Ooh. Ruffalo.
Oh, that's okay. good.
Zach, I hate your list. I think okay. it's so boring. So, I think your list is boring.
He is now, note boring. That, I guess other than Sabretooth, he's really the only powered individual I have thus yeah. far. Also, though, he wrote with a reason. I get a little overlap with muscle, of course.
Yeah.
And his reason is going to be, I mean, his natural, I think the Thunderbolts asterisk is a little ironic asterisk. They're named after Thunderbolt Ross.
Okay.
But they're actually assembled to attack. In part, there'll be multiple targets or whatever, but they are in opposition to Thunderbolt Ross.
Oh, they're not doing what he wants Thunder to do.
Yes, or Thunderbolt Ross has gone full Red Hulk. The Thunderbolts have to be assembled. Val has gotten this group together to go battle him and maybe some
oh,
goons.
Okay.
So the Hulk being the Green Hulk, right? And having a history with Thunderbolt Ross, of course, he has to join the team to specifically battle Red Hulk is my reason.
Okay. That was so much.
Sorry, Zach. And yet,
like,
just
Urza
enough.
Was so compelled, and
he's
then
panicking.
Zach, I'm like.
He's panicking. He's flailing,
that's good,
folks.
That's good. Oh, I did say I was going to reveal my theme.
You don't.
No, or should I hold?
But, yeah, hold it. Hold
Why don't you hold
Well, you have one
end.
More. You have one more.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay, fair.
I have. I lock in two now, right?
No. Is that? Yes. Yeah.
So it's my two. Final two, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. For no power, Kingpin. I'm like, Kingpin is like one of
He's peak human, right?
Yeah.
Just tough.
Yeah. And
also has a prominent comic book run in the Thunderbolts at one point. Yeah.
Wait, you're writing it under you. Oh, I know you want to steal my pick. It's okay. It's okay, but I get it. Kingpin is one of my favorite villains. I think he has, like, again, I'm really leaning into charisma here with my people. Like, I think Kingpin is just, like, so intimidating. And then he's, like, also, like, physically intimidating. But then I just, like, I love that he doesn't have a superpower, but he's still, like, so impressive whenever you see him. Am I wrong? Like,
no,
just,
I mean,
he's got this aura that's unlike any other villain. And also, he looks good. I love
want,
him.
I assume you want Vincent D'Onofrio, right?
Yes,
you
Vincent D'Onofrio.
You could take Michael Clark Duncan. We're going to have to CGI it,
I'm gonna,
but you could do it.
I'm going to lean into... oh, what's the hand D'Onofrio's raise? Evan, why do you always raise your hand for me? I'm always like...
No, I'm raising for general. A-Rez says in the chat, and you get money, too, if you pick Kingpin.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And you might... I just think there's so many great assets when it comes to Kingpin. I really love my team. I like want to see a poster.
Yeah, sure.
Together.
Two Asgardians, two X-Men, and Kingpin.
How dare you? What's wrong with my team? Yeah, you're right. I'm a little.
Don't let him get to you. He's got three regular humans.
I know. It's okay.
One who's peak human.
Okay.
He's got Sabretooth, who smells awful.
For my target. Yeah, I know. Is Zach hitting on my team? Yeah. And Sabretooth.
Justin Hammer has his brains, the least smart weapons designer there is.
Yep. Agreed. Good dancer, though.
Tough,
good dancer.
Tough.
We did
good
give
dancer,
we did
dancer.
Give Justin.
I mean, he gets self-tanner on his palms. That's not brains.
Yeah.
He's not thinking ahead.
Like, how smart are you, really, if you have self-tanner?
I want
hands.
My bird. He can't get the guy a bird. Get the guy's bird.
For my last pick, this is... I don't have to give any reason for it, right?
For your
or do
action?
I have to give...
And actually,
my,
you're going to
no,
you have two picks left.
Oh,
you're, yeah, you're going to come back and have one
oh,
more.
Oh, we'll come back to you. Yeah, yeah. So you got one more.
For my target, I pick Cyclops. I've never liked Cyclops. I think Cyclops is super annoying.
They
I just feel
Cyclops.
Like he, yeah, they kill Cyclops.
This
I think
would have
Cyclops
to be first class Cyclops because
well, it could
James
be,
Marsden
well,
is
oh,
dead.
The James Marsden is
and
dead.
She's
no,
already,
oh, I can't.
No!
Right.
They reset the timeline.
Oh, they did. They
Marsden's
did in Logan.
Alive.
In Logan, yeah. Or Days of Future
Days
Past.
Days of Future Past.
Past. Sorry, yeah.
Then he's dead in Logan, but... It's also tough when he's outside the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But for real, am I wrong? I'm like, am
Maybe
I the only
a
person
killer.
Who?
Killing James Marsden.
Yeah, we'll do James Marsden.
Damn.
That's me.
I'm sorry.
Read. I can't read.
Cyclops has always been problematic to me. Even in X-Men 97, like I was just like, he just does stuff, and I'm just
so wait,
like, you're
saying
not it.
Storm
you're not it.
Is going to kill Cyclops.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, I, for sure. I think actually Storm should be the one.
She doesn't use weather. She just chokes him out.
Yeah, exactly.
She's
not
like,
even
she's like, you make bad leadership decisions.
Yeah.
I've had enough of your shit.
He's so problematic. Does Chad not agree with me? I'm sorry. I've never liked Cyclops. Even when I was a little kid and I watched the animated series,
dude.
I was just like, what's the deal with this?
I think the chat is pretty split, but the people who are into it are into it for sure.
Thank you, whoever's into it. Are there Cyclops fans? I feel like
you're
so...
Well, I was saying the last couple of years,
he's getting redeemed.
He's had a bit of a revival, yes. But, okay, so now it's to me. Their target, the MCU hero they're going to kill, Hank Pym.
I like that.
I do like that.
Michael Douglas has been in the press.
How do they kill him? They wait. They're like, guys, we got to go. Oh, wait, I just got an update on Washington Post. Hank Pym died of natural causes.
Hey, if you watch Fallout, time is undefeated, and it's the ultimate weapon. No, but Hank Pym, now, again, not to get into the entire plot machinations, but I think, like, you know, it also, like, you know, an older beloved character, somebody we have a lot of...
How long is this battle?
What?
With this old man.
That's so boring,
he's got
too. That's
tech.
So boring. That's
he's
boring.
Tech.
That's not a fun
I just
fight.
Saved $8.
Yeah.
Dead.
That's not a, like, you want your target to be like this big blowout battle, I feel like.
No, because here's the thing.
Guys, we're going to go kill Bruce Dern. We're going to get him.
Yeah, Zach, I don't know.
We're sneak up behind him.
Just you wait. It's coming into focus.
Oh, no.
It's
okay,
coming into focus.
Who's their target? Gene Hackman.
Here's my, I'm going to go ahead and say my theme, because all we have left. Brandon has one more pick, and then the asterisk, we all have to pick our wild cards. So my theme is, and what I wanted was, get all the best actors. Everybody I have drafted has either been nominated or won an Academy Award.
Okay.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus has 11 Emmys.
That's true.
Liev Schreiber has Emmys and Tonys.
That's right.
Okay? Mark Ruffalo, Emmys, Golden Globes, Oscar nominations.
Hold on, are we talking about acting ability here, or are we talking about the best narrative?
We're talking about something that's not...
That, what?
Because here's the thing. My story's great. My characters are great.
Your characters are
great. But anybody can put together good characters.
Sure.
Some of us just pick random OP characters and think that that makes for a good team.
That does make for a good team.
I think that the Thunderbolts is your acting opportunity. This is the chance for gravitas, okay? This is a chance to get a bunch of just absolute killer actors in the same room together and let them work.
That's right. A team comprised mostly of people over 50 years old.
Yeah, I was
killing
like,
a man
uh-uh.
well into his 80s.
No.
Yelena Belova, Florence Pugh is under 30.
That is boring.
I'll just note
she's,
that.
She's holding it down. She's pulling, she's pulling
just
the average down.
She's
pulling the average down.
Zach,
wait till you see my wild card pick.
Wild card pick? George Washington.
No. Yeah, I know. I'm like, oh,
back
no.
Back to Brandon?
I like Brandon's list. I'm not going to lie. I really like Brandon's list.
Okay. No power. I can't believe this lasted this long. I'll write it first. And then we're over.
I feel like I know who it's going to be because I was debating between this person. But then I decided to go with Kingpin because I love Kingpin.
No power?
Baron Zemo. Yeah.
Yeah.
I for leader. OG. He's my backup leader.
Okay, here's your first asterisk, folks. Oh, man, I have a lot of good ones.
There's no other argument for Baron Zemo. It's just like, Baron Zemo, thanks.
Okay. Okay. Ooh, I got three good ones I want to go with here. Okay.
I want to hear everybody's also rans for wild card.
Also rans for this, Lord Voldemort, a xenomorph from the Aliens franchise. I think it's hard to control. also a predator. Also a strong consideration coming in second place, Judge Doom from Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh. Christopher Lloyd, yeah.
A cartoon? How do you kill a cartoon? But I will go with, for my asterisk, this is an unhinged choice, guys.
Mm-hmm.
My asterisk is from the Power Rangers, Rita Repulsa.
Wow. I love Rita!
She's able to
Rita.
Just send gummies to kill everybody, those dumb little fighting things. She can make monsters. She can make monsters grow.
I might vote for Brandon's.
Rita
I
Repulsa.
Love
she's
Brandon's
unhinged.
Team.
They can't control her, but she's there.
You're
she's
unhinged.
Making monsters.
Okay,
I
so,
really like Brandon's so, team.
Interesting pick. It goes with your completely nonsensical team and plot.
Sure.
So it's a perfect capper for that.
What boring actor do you have for your
actress? Your theme, I don't know.
Keeping with my theme. And I have yet to resurrect anybody who's dead in canon. So I'm going to go one step further, and I'm going to resurrect somebody who's dead IRL.
Oh, okay.
I want... From Mission Impossible 3.
Oh, hell yeah.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, baby.
I wrote that one down.
Let's go.
The fact that you both wrote that, that's good.
God, what is his name?
You didn't look up his name?
Like Killian or Kane or I don't know, something like that. But they all have the
Owen
same.
Davian.
Owen Davian, yes.
What a name. That's
Owen
a great Davian. Villain name.
He
too.
Is, there's one of the all-time great performances from one of our all-time great actors.
That's
also, like, if Philip Seymour Hoffman had lived, I guarantee he would have found his way into the MCU somehow in some kind of,
yeah, I mean, he did The Hunger Games, right?
Yes. Yeah, he was not above some genre fair. And again, just, like, just seeing
that's
him cook with Sam Rockwell and Mark Ruffalo and Florence Pugh? Hmm. Come on!
This is a slow, quiet film, but it isn't.
This is
a slow
Thunderbolts is a grown folks Thunderbolts.
This is the Joker of of the MCU.
Yeah.
Yes.
If even that, though, I don't
know. My also rans.
It's slow.
My also rans. Now, I had to eliminate him because he hasn't won an Oscar, I don't think. But I was going to go with the Ghoul from Fallout.
Okay, pretty good.
And he's not really a villain, but goddammit, Stilgar from Dune. Because I mostly just want people that deliver the shit out of some lines.
Yeah, but what is Stilgar going to do? What's he gonna do on a non-desert planet, right?
I just want him to point at somebody four times during the movie and be like, Lisa Longdane
has never even answered an email in his life.
Yeah, I think that...
How's he gonna work for the government?
He's not the
brains.
Right pick.
Okay.
He's the wild card.
Okay, so we know for asterisk, I had to go with anime. Like, there was there was absolutely no other way to go. So I played with... the idea of putting Sailor Moon in there. I do love me some Sailor Moon. She's arguably one of the most powerful anime characters. Oh, I guess she's not. But you know what? There, we could twist it and say Wicked Lady, who is her daughter, Rainy. Okay. So, but I don't know if Wicked Lady was ever on the same power level as Sailor Moon. I just thought asterisk, we could add anybody.
Yeah, you can do it.
Okay, sorry. So they have to be a villain.
Well, it should be.
I'll take Sailor Moon.
Okay, sorry. Well, then another one I said was Goku, but I guess if I have to go villain style, I could pick, like, Cell. Cell would have been a good villain to pick.
That's good.
Right?
Cell? That's really good.
No, no, no.
Really
not even locked in. I'm
not locked in. Not locked in.
Not locked in. Well, shit. Also I ran. Thought that I could pick any anime character. I didn't know they had to be a villain. I was going to pick Saitama, who's One Punch Man. I don't know if you guys are acquainted with One Punch Man.
He's got a bunch
But he literally can unalive anything with one punch. So he only has to hit one punch, and it doesn't matter what the foe is. They're done.
What's the debate on One Punch Man versus Superman? Does One Punch Man kill Superman?
Saitama is like almost always in all the YouTube videos analysis, like the most powerful. Because he's very fast too. It's not like he's like slow to a punch.
Right.
Like, and he's kind of like, he's acts like he's kind of like not smart and he's silly, but he's like actually pretty intelligent.
If you give a fist bump, do you die? You give him a fist bump?
Yeah, you gotta be careful with the fist bumps. They only do the elbow. Only the elbow.
Hygienic.
Yeah, there you go. Hygienic. Very hygienic. I think I was gonna put Saitama, but if I can't do a hero, I mean, I can put Cell. I'm always down for a DBZ villain too.
Yeah.
Evan, tell me, what's the chat vibing with? Did they say Saitama's in?
A lot of people just saying I love Sailor Moon.
Oh, well, maybe we put in Sailor Moon. You know what? I don't care if I win. My list caters to me perfectly. It is like my dream list. I'm sorry if y'all don't agree with it, but I'm like, I love my
list.
You
know what? Sailor Moon is a villain to the attentiveness and time spent studying of young people everywhere coming into their own. You know what I mean? Like,
what?
People's desire and love for Sailor Moon as they're growing up, you know?
Yes.
Okay. She distracts them from their school.
That was his
going to school.
That was as convoluted as your Miss Marvel subplot.
I love Brandon.
The Miss Marvel subplot is good.
Hold on, Zach, you're the villain. Brandon keeps on defending me and helping me out. Zach's the villain.
How appropriate that I turned heel during the Thunderbolts episode.
There you go.
I want to call out some prominent characters that didn't get drafted by anybody. Of course, some film characters in the Thunderbolts movie, U.S. Agent. Ghost, Taskmaster,
Thanos just felt like
Red Guardian, Abomination.
I thought about him. Muscle.
Thunderbolt Ross or Red Hulk, right.
Red Skull.
I thought about reaching back, Red Skull.
Red Skull.
I thought about reaching back, Batroc the Leaper.
Yeah,
he's out there. Bullseye. I was thinking of
Bullseye. I had Bullseye on
Batroc's
there too.
Dead, right?
Yeah,
he died in Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Soldier, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
He's in the helicopter crash.
Yeah, would you burn your revive on Batroc, or you got?
No. One of mine that is technically still alive and was still alive on the wiki is Caecilius.
Yeah, I was thinking about Caecilius. He's immortal.
Into Dormammu.
Now he's trapped in like a weird time loop for eternity, but he is technically alive. I thought about, you know, somebody, I was close because he has won some awards, but he was in a category I had a deeper roster in, Baron Mordo. Who's out there trying to kill all magicians.
Baron Mordo would be a good one.
I had, for just like weird picks, not weird, but I think they would have been good. I put Yon-Rogg, Bucky, Scarlet Witch, High Evolutionary, Ronan the Accuser, if we had a hot factor one, but we didn't have that, unfortunately. But I don't know why. I think
High Evolutionary would be crazy to bring to Earth.
High Evolutionary is such a
And be
good
like,
villain.
High Evolutionary, get in this bus, we're driving to the jump site.
Well, I imagine he would be like the Q, right? High Evolutionary would be like, I built this creature that you can bring to battle.
Please, I don't want this weird squirrel hybrid.
He's got 17 rows of teeth.
I also love Doc Ock. Did I say that one already? I love Doc Ock.
Yeah, I was trying to like play along a little bit. Doc Ock would definitely be it. I mean, it's kind of like basic to do, like I could do Norman Osborn as the leader or as Brains, Doc Ock. Either those guys are interchangeable, Brains or leaders.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, they're both great picks.
Lord Voldemort.
I love my pigs.
Some other, you know, Juggernaut has been a member of the Thunderbolts in the comics.
I thought about Breaking Bad, like Doctor Strange, like making him turn.
Ooh, yeah.
But he's kind of evil, isn't he?
Yeah, Doctor Strange.
I also had, this is like, But having one of the like true heroes be Lockheed, which is Kitty Pryde's little dragon friend, mm-hmm. like just having him be on the Thunderbolts for whatever.
That'd be amazing.
He's usually very good.
Yeah, I like
He's
that
usually
too.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Some people I had on my kill list, Pepper Potts.
Ouch.
Pepper Potts and Tony's kiss.
I had,
Madison. Gosh.
They kill Madison.
Get out of here. I had just as a gut punch, Kate Bishop, because nobody would see that coming. Yeah,
that would be tough.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I had Peter Parker as who they kill.
Ooh, damn, dog.
Well, yeah. Peter Parker would have been heavy.
You need the Thunderbolt.
But you
Here's
do
the thing.
Need it to be
the
heavy.
The Thunderbolts need to kill someone heavy.
That's why I picked Cyclops. Because one, I don't like him, but I thought Cyclops was like kind of leader-ish.
It can't be a Maria Hill. It's got to be
a
freaking
too late.
X-Men 97 episode 4. Know what I'm talking about?
Five,
sorry.
I heard what happened. I haven't watched it yet, and that is a travesty. Gambit is just like, why? You were sitting next to me. We were at the X-Men 97 screening, and Gambit came up on the screen. I said this during our Fallout thing, but Gambit came on the screen, and just the crowd went wild.
Shuddered.
Literally. I was a part of that. Yeah, truly. Yeah. Oh, we love him.
Remember it, maybe. Okay, so quick recaps of our teams. That's what he says.
Baby.
Okay.
Yeah, it was the baby. Yeah.
Brandon, do you want to present your team?
Yeah, my leader is Magneto. My muscle is Frank Castle as the Punisher. My no-powered individual is Baron Zemo. Top notch. My hero is Broken Bad, Miss Marvel. You hate to see it, but she's going to get rid of
I like
folks.
That pick.
They're
going to
kill, along with Mysterio as Brains and Rita Repulsa as the Astro.
I love Rita.
They're going to kill Nick Fury. Goldar is going to be brought in to kill Nick Fury by Rita Repulsa.
I'm sorry, I would watch the hell out of your
good.
Movie. I love Magneto as the leader. Like anything with Punisher in there, he's just like bringing this X factor edginess to it.
Team.
I really like your team, and I think Ms. Marvel. Everyone thinks it's so innocent and like sweet, and like to make her have this evil. Rita alone. Yeah,
Zach,
I
you
really
want to go over your mediocre
Well, here,
team?
Jackie, would you like to present?
Don't make yourself go
last. We'll go in reverse order. You know what I mean?
Hit him,
I don't
Jackie.
Mind going.
Hit him, Jackie.
Okay, so my team is brilliant, and I know the chat. You all are going to send me some love. You're dropping emotes. You're like, oh, my God, Jackie's team. What? But, okay, so I'm a big Loki fan. I might have an unhealthy obsession with Loki, and so, like, I kind of just, like, knew right off the bat if no one picked Loki, I was putting Loki at the top. Kind of like what I said off the top, super charismatic. I feel like he can vibe with, like, all the different members of the team, and I know some people had cinematic themes or acting themes, but mine was really just like, I want my team.
It will be a movie performed by actors.
Okay. Well, when my team comes up on the screen, they look good, they look baddie, and you are scared of them.
You're scared.
Hela, I mean, like, I think, like, Hela has the best stage presence. Period. Like, I think
she's the strongest one on this list.
Yeah,
for sure.
I agree. Also, Kingpin, like I said, he just has this effect when if we're going for the acting factor, when Vincent D'Onofrio comes on camera, you just get scared and you have no idea what's going to come out of his mouth, right?
That's what's going to come out of his mouth.
Storm is just the best. I love Storm. Storm can do no wrong. Storm is like one of those, you just say Storm and that's enough.
But in this case, she has done wrong.
She has done wrong because Mystique turned to Hela, and Hela and Storm were having a romance, and now Mystique is carrying on that master plan, which was planned by Loki. So that's the whole premise of my movie. And Cyclops, I felt like I had to go for someone who was like kind of a bigger name. And, like, I feel like we would have been, like, super sad to lose, but Loki, I, like, kind of would have not been okay with Cyclops going. That's just my personal opinion.
Sure.
And then I got a lot of hate for picking Mystique here from Zach, but I really think Mystique, and I know I'm picking, like, the Jennifer Lawrence version, and perhaps we haven't seen a lot of depth yet, but when I think about Mystique, I think about, like, the collective and the potential, and, like, I've always, I don't know why, as a young girl, I always vibed with Mystique. It was, like, very cool to see a character kind of, like, just go rogue and do whatever she wanted, and I've never thought Mystique is, like, really good or bad. She just does what Mystique wants to do, you know? And I think she's super intelligent, and I think she's, like, to be the character that she is, to be able to change into all those things and manipulate people, like, she's my brain.
She lived as a senator for a while.
Yeah.
She went to the Senate. Yeah.
Like, I thought it was a brilliant pick, but chat, tell me what you all think. And then Sailor Moon. Moon Prism Power! Movie over!
Movie
okay,
over.
We're done. Sorry.
You got an Oscar winner. In Mystique?
Hella also. Kate Blanchett also has Oscars. Hey, also, Storm, Halle Berry has an Oscar as well.
Yeah.
Now, not as many awards as my team, but okay.
Yeah, I have a good acting team, too. And Tom Hiddleston.
And then finally.
Not Zach team. Huddleston, okay. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh! Fade in.
Sorry, I
do. The middle of an action scene, okay? It's Prague, nighttime, okay? Hulk smashes his way through a wall, exploding the room, right? Yelena ziplines in, you know, gun with silencer, pow, 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 right? Pow, like, Sabretooth leads in through a window, tearing the throat out of a bodyguard,
stinky.
Okay? Val is on comms saying, like, oh, target's in the next room. Justin Hammer landing a chopper for the escape on the ceiling, okay? They kick in the door, Yelena, doof, doof, doof. Right, like three shots in the chest of a body under a bed sheet.
Is this a hospital? You know,
Ruffalo smashes in the door frame because he's too big to get in this normal Eastern European room. Flips on the light switch. Who's that in the bed? That's Hank Pym.
What was he doing in Prague?
That was our target. Val says, mission compromised, abort, abort, abort.
And then what does Owen Davies
Zach,
do?
Zach, did you-
Title card! Thunderbolts, asterisk!
And Owen Davies is like,
let's go!
Hey, by the way, everyone watching at home, Zach rehearsed that in the bathroom. I walked by and I heard that exact same speech. So he planned all that.
What did Owen Davies do in all this?
Yeah, and then-
I mean, that's act three, dog.
Ethan, I'm gonna kill your family, Ethan Hunt.
That's the interrogation scene.
I'm gonna find everyone you ever loved and kill them.
Oh, chills.
It's actually really good impression.
Chills.
Yeah.
I did write it down.
I'm sorry. I don't know. I think if we go off of acting ability, mine actually is a pretty good cred. I'm not gonna lie. And mine's cool.
They killed an 80-year-old.
We don't get the. Yeah, I'm like the climax. How could you? It has to be like such
a. It's these really, kind of emotional.
Killing Nick Fury. I actually you to feel think torn. You pick the best okay. target.
Yeah, I killed Nick Fury.
Killing Nick Fury.
How many times have we already seen Nick Fury die?
Zero, because he's never died.
Mm.
But literally, they've played that card at least twice.
Oh, man, that's died. True. That is true.
But he didn't die.
Yeah, but he didn't die. Fool I me, feel like if he
fool me
actually...
thrice, Nick. Okay.
Fool me
How
thrice.
Many times have we seen Michael Douglas die?
In the MCU?
Evan,
how can the folks vote?
Click the Google form below. You shouldn't have to be able to sign in. You should just be able to vote. Vote for your favorite team. The recap is also there as well. I'm very excited to see how this
Let us out. Know both what your favorite part of my team was and what other assembleds we should do. Yeah. We've done X-Men, we've done Avengers, we've done Ghostbusters, we've done Vegas Party Weekend. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're down to do
Disney
both.
Disney villains, invite me.
Ooh.
I'm Or Disney princesses,
what,
Disney
A Disney
anything.
Legion of Doom or
yeah,
like a Disney
please.
Sinister oh. Six?
Here.
Would be
here.
Good.
I'm
Disney
here.
Sinister
please.
Six. Yeah,
good.
That's interesting.
Please invite me.
Oh boy! Speaking of
they
Disney,
kill Minnie Mouse.
Of course.
Cut her fucking head off.
Subscribe to the Break Room on all platforms. Follow
oh,
Jackie.
Oh, Minnie, no! What happened?
Follow Jackie on all
oh,
social
Mickey,
platforms.
Cut my fucking head off. Could you Donald Duck now, please?
That's it. Him talking is also him getting his head cut off.
Oh my gosh.
Gosh. Gosh. I think my intestines are on the outside.
Oh, Mickey. Lay down, took Minnie and cut her into a bunch of pieces. Woo-hoo. Oh, they got Pluto.
Oh, God.
He's my cousin. I never said anything.
Oh, gosh. Mortimer Mouse has been hit by a truck. Gosh.
I can't right now. I'm actually crying.
Put in the comments if you want to speak.
That has to happen now.
Oh gosh, Mickey, you want to play a game? I've got Minnie on the railroad tracks. Well, I thought Pete would do something like this.
He won't stop.
Pete's
just
a bitch.
Stop going,
Pete can't. Wouldn't do anything like this.
Clear milk cow. He's already dead.
Get horse over
I
here.
I just want to hear Brandon's Disney voices. Like, I would just watch
put
that
your,
for an hour.
Put the barrel of the gun in your mouth, Mickey. You ever tasted cold hard steel before, Gorge? I haven't seen Max in weeks. I lost custody.
And we're done for today, I think.
Okay.
And that is, Evan's just laughing That's going like this, bit. You guys. I'm like, I can't.
Gone goofing. Breaking goof.
I cannot. I cannot.
I'm sorry, that's awful.
Hey, when is he in public domain? Pooh Bear's already out there. You know?
The rest of them we get Donald next.
I think. Well, is it Mickey Mouse is public domain now?
Yeah,
the
Steamboat
Willie version.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like mini Donald and like a bunch of them come in a couple years.
Yeah.
Pooh Bear's already in. Yeah.
Thank you all so much for watching.
Evan's
we've gone way over. What a good time.
What a good time.
Thank you all for watching.
Later.
Bye.
Later, skaters.
Pick me.
The audience only knew how many jelly beans ended up underneath the table. Ugh. One for the trash. One for me. One for the trash. One for me. One for the trash. What's this? Break Room merch launch 1997. God, how am I gonna watch this? It's so old.
Hey! Zach Huddleston Sr. here, and I'm thrilled to be a part of The Break Room, Ottawa's number one afternoon public access show. And that's all because of you. As a special treat for you, we're releasing a brand new line of Break Room merch. Yeah, we got stuff like graphic tees, baseball caps, the bucket hats, and even warm, cozy hoodies for the trash bags out there. You don't need to hear that from me. Why don't we ask Trashy the Trash Bag, the Break Room mascot, what he thinks of the merch?
Hey kids, it's me, Trashy the Trash Bag, and I'm here to tell you that I love this merch so much, I want to murder the box it's currently in so the merch can be in me instead.
Well, Trashy, we're actually gonna hide this box somewhere in the studio, and the fans at home can guess where it is to win the entire box.
Trashy, say what?
That's right. If you call the 1-800 number that's on the screen right now, 1-800-TRASH-BAGS-FOR-LIFE and ever, or log on to our GeoCities portal, you can enter with your guess of where we've hidden this in the studio.
I tell you, what a lucky box that is to have such soft tees inside of it. I would love to be inserted full to the brim with merch, overflowing. Right now, most of my trash is jagged edges from cans that people do not want to recycle. And if I could have a garment dyed tee inside of me instead, I could dye a happy bag.
Again, this offer is only good to the end of August 1997. If you get in, you'll get everything in this box. And again, thank you so much for making the show such a success this year. We plan on keeping on trucking all the way through 1998. 1999, and then stopping January 1st, 2000, because the world will be over. Thank you so much for watching the show and for playing along. Later, skaters.
And cut. Great job, guys. I think we got it.
Great. Yeah. Great. Nice. Christy, what are you getting into there?
A friend of mine's older brother told me that if you eat Coke and Pop Rocks at the same time, it makes you strong.
No, that's... that's not what Coke and Pop Rocks
are. Oh my
no.
God!
Trashy, what's happening, Trashy?
Everybody get out of the studio! Something's happening to my body!
Evan, cover the monitor!
Zach Sr. looks a lot like Zach. I wonder where that merch ended up, though. We have merch.
Thanks for listening. You can check out our Break Room live streams at Break Room NR on Twitch at 3 p.m. Pacific. And don't forget to subscribe on YouTube. You can find us at Break Room NR on Instagram and X. Thanks for listening. Later, Gators.